Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I can't let you off the hook.
Oh, man. Look at this. Here we go.
I can't. You came in yesterday. Your chest stuck out. Your head bigger than normal.
We had to open the door in the studio.
Right, right. I mean, it was hard to deal with you yesterday. It was hard to put up with you because, of course, last Friday you went 5-0.
I'm glad you reminded everybody, yes.
Well, it might be the last time, so I'm giving you some props. And, of course, one of those five wins was the Detroit Lions over the New England Patriots.
Holy
and I do think
cow.
I said there were seven people on earth along with you that picked that, but you corrected me. You were actually the only person on the planet.
That's right.
To make that pick. So you just thought you were all that. And I told you, look, don't get beside yourself.
Relax.
Relax, stay calm, and don't get crazy. But you wouldn't listen. And you had to come in yesterday with your fancy little prediction that the Minnesota Vikings are going to beat the Los Angeles Rams. And now I'm giving you a big slice of humble pie. I hope it tastes good.
Yes, I'll take two slices. You know me, I'm a pig when it comes to food. But, hey, before you rub it in my face and make it like there was no contest, the Minnesota Vikings showed up in Los Angeles at the Coliseum and put 31 points on the board. And, Chris, you will admit, when you score 31 points on the road, you normally win a football game. Would you agree with that?
Yes, normally. It's a different NFL, of course. Maybe we'll have to change our numeric sound, you know, principles going forward. But, yeah, generally, you score 31 points in any game, generally.
But especially on
win.
The road, though.
Yes,
I mean, think about that.
Win.
If you put that many
they,
points.
They look good. They play well offensively. I mean, you can't pin this one, even though he's now 4-20-1 against teams with winning records in his career. You can't really pin this one on Kirk Cousins. He played well. He played well enough to win for sure.
No, he absolutely did. But here, you ready? This is my takeaway from the game. All right, hold on to your bonnet.
There you go. You're like 3 for 10 now.
Yeah, something like that. The Minnesota
be good
Vikings.
In baseball.
The
be
Minnesota.
Good in baseball.
You'd be in the Hall of Fame 3 for 10. Are you kidding? The Minnesota Vikings season is over. I'm out on the Vikings.
Wait. First of all, my bonnet is gone. My bonnet is like rolling down the street. All right, it's about to get run over by a Mack truck. How do you go within a 24-hour period? How do you go from the Minnesota Vikings are going to beat the best team in the league thus far, the LA Rams, to they're done? They're 1-2-1. That's it. They got two losses. They can come back from this. You said it yourself 30 seconds ago that they look great. They scored 31 points.
That's offensively, Chris. Here's the problem. This team was all about defense last year. That's why they were able to do what they did. It was about the defense. And you know what? Last year, they allowed 15.8 points a game. This year, 27.5, embarrassed by Buffalo at home. They go on the road. They get 31 points from their offense. They give up 38 points to the Rams. The Rams are good, but, man, they could not stop the Rams. And don't
Nobody's
forget.
Been able to
but
stop
wait a
the
minute.
Rams.
Don't forget the NFC Championship game last year when they got run out the building, too, and couldn't stop the Eagles. So, This is not like a blip. This is a trend. This defense has not recovered since the beating it took against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. They're done. They're done. This defense is terrible.
Okay, so they're not making the playoffs. That's done, right?
Not this year. No, they're not going to make it.
Rob, you had to laughing at your own self. You don't believe this.
I do.
Do you believe this? They're done. I mean, look, I know you like your Detroit Lions since they put it on New England.
No, come on. They're going to lose a bit too far. They're
going
to lose to Dallas and Green Bay the next 2 weeks. That was an aberration. That was more about the Patriots than it was the Lions. So I'm not on no Lions bandwagon or thinking that they turned
the corner.
All
right, so the Lions aren't that good.
No, they're not that good.
I know Chicago's 2-1.
Chicago's good. Their defense is good.
Mitch Trubisky is okay.
The defense
is fine. The defense is great.
I don't like Minnesota's defense.
But other than that,
defense.
I mean, they're not scaring anybody with that offense.
Rob G., what was the final score in the NFC Championship game? Right? He's going to get that for me. Chris.
You know what you're saying now.
Chris,
done.
It was bad. I'm telling you. When I say done, they gave up 38 points in that game, right, to the Eagles, 38-7, and Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, killed them. Then we had the Bills with a rookie quarterback last week. They ran them out of their own building. And now this week, Jared Goff's a great quarterback, right? A really good quarterback. He's having an unbelievable year.
He's a weapon.
But their defense can't stop anything. I'm sorry. And once I look at that, I'm just telling you, the Vikings thought they had the defense in place. They were getting Kirk Cousins to upgrade the quarterback position, thinking that they had the defense. They don't have the defense. I don't care what Kirk Cousins puts up. It ain't going to make a difference because that's the problem.
It's a lot of good teams now with no defense. You love Kansas City's defense?
No,
you
I
love
don't.
New England's defense? I know you don't like New England.
No,
you think they're done too. But it's a lot of good. New England last year didn't have a good defense.
I know, and that's why they lost the Super Bowl. But I'm just telling you
but
this.
But they got to the Super Bowl.
That's different. The AFC is way easier, weaker, Chris, than the NFC. The NFC's loaded with teams.
Next week, Minnesota's got Philadelphia. Okay,
that's another L.
But Philadelphia hadn't been – I mean, let's see. Carson Wentz only a second game back. He certainly didn't look like a world beater in his first game, which is understandable. He will get better.
Did they win
but
the game?
Philadelphia, you know, they're not – they can. We'll see. I'll when the time comes, I'll make my pick. But after that, they got the Cardinals. They got the Jets. Then they got the Saints, which could be a tough one. Then they got the Lions. They could win three of those four or maybe all four.
That's fine.
Then they got the Bears.
And then
Packers aren't scaring me. Come on. I mean, and I picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl, but I have been less than impressed with my Green Bay Packers. I'll tell you that much. I don't know if Rodgers is ever going to have a chance to get fully healthy.
I get all that. I just don't believe in their defense, and that was the cornerstone of this team and where it was going, and it is absent. It is missing. When that defense did, okay, you want to say they just had a bad game against the Bills or whatever, and after that, they went and gave out more points. Kirk Cousins had an impressive drive to start the game. You know that, right? To give them some leeway.
But you knew the Rams were going to put it on.
No, I didn't.
The Rams have
a
tremendous offense.
I expected a bounce-back game from the Vikings to be led by their defense.
The Rams have weapons upon weapons upon weapons. And with today's rules, it's hard to stop these teams, man. And some of that coverage wasn't bad on some of those touchdown passes. I mean, granted, receivers got behind, you know, the defensive backs. But Jared Goff just put the balls where only the receiver could catch them. Their defense needs work. There's no question.
Chris,
you're
can't
right.
Give up.
We have bet on this team's defense during the Mike Zimmer era. And this is
right.
A strange trend. But to say they're done. 4 weeks in,
yep.
They were 13-3 last week. Last year.
Right. And how many losses they got now?
Two.
No.
And they could have three.
They could
have
three already.
Have three.
They were 13-3. And you're telling me, because basically they had to tie with Green Bay that they should have been a loss. So they're like basically, I'm going to say they're 1-3. And they only lost three games all last year. That was because, Chris, they were giving up 15.8 points a game. 15.8. That is an incredible defense in the National Football League.
It was stout. There's no question about it. But done. See, there's no middle ground with you. There's no – I'm keeping my eye on the Vikings. I think they could be in trouble. There's no – man, the Vikings better to get it together because, you know, their defense is really trending downward. It's just straight up they're done or they're winning or they're beating the Rams in L.A. I mean, come
on,
man.
They scored 31 points. They should have been. If their defense.
That should be a good sign. No, I get the defense.
No,
the defense is not going to give up 38 points every game.
No, but you got to admit, defensively, they needed to bounce back. They had the terrible game against the rookie quarterback at home.
Will you admit that?
Yes.
That's a hard bounce back.
All you got to do is make
a short week.
All you got to do is make some plays. What, they couldn't hold them to 30 and win 31-30? I would be, oh, that's impressive. Okay. No matter what.
They were facing one of the best two offenses in the NFL.
You can't give up 38 points. I don't care. You got to make some plays. They don't have any playmakers. They're not making any plays.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, we've been talking about the L.A. Rams and the Minnesota Vikings game last night and tremendous offensive performance by both sides. Kirk Cousins was great and Jared Goff was even greater. Threw for, what, 468 yards or something like that? Five touchdowns, no interceptions. Absolutely placing the ball in the basket for these receivers. I mean, I was watching that game feeling like, man, I think I could have caught that ball. I mean, because these passes, he just put them where only the receiver could catch them. A lot of times it was against double coverage. He looked great. And Sean McVay, hey, what can you say about him? He's got his team 4-0, most exciting team in the league. You know, arguably the best offensive in the league, a team that was left for dead before he got there, and Jared Goff was left for dead too. And now the hype machine is going crazy. And I'm as excited about the Rams as anyone, but I think people are going a bit too far after just 4 weeks of the season. Our former colleague at Fox, Max Kellerman, said that Jared Goff has joined the elite class, that he did it last night.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see it a little bit longer, but we'll get to our comments.
I'm going to say what Stephen A. would say to Max Kellerman. Put down weed. What is that? Lay off
That's
the
right.
weed.
That's
there
right.
you go.
That's right. And the NFL Network, they said that the Rams may have the greatest receiving core ever.
Oh.
I mean, just a couple days ago, I think I read somewhere that Minnesota with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs had the best receiving group in the league. Now you're saying the Rams got the best core ever. And then our own buddy from Fox Sports, NFL analyst, arguably the greatest running back of all time, Eric Dickerson, he went even further on the herd. Here's what he said.
You see the number he wears, 16? Yeah. I started calling him Jared Montana last night. Because those passes were like Joe Montana passes. Seriously. I mean, they were right on the money.
Wow. Did they see Jared Goff and this team last year in the playoffs?
They suck.
Huh? I mean, talk about a prisoner of the moment.
They scored 13 last year?
Talk about prisoner. They scored 13 points after all that. And they had a great year. They were 13-3. They were good. They were really good. And I'm not trying to poo-poo a 4-0 start and what they did. The Vikings, they aren't who we thought they were. So let's just dial it down a little bit. That Viking,
especially who you thought they were.
Right. Especially. But that Viking team, didn't they get manhandled by a rookie quarterback from Buffalo?
Yep.
How in the world could you look at that and then say, oh, Jared Goff is Joe Montana after he's going up against this piss-poor defense they used to call the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings are horrible with a capital H.
They stink.
I think you're going a little too far on that.
What?
To say they're horrible.
They're horrible.
But overall, I agree with you. And let me just get this on the record. When Rob Parker is saying that your hot takes are too hot, that your hot takes are steaming, you know you need to slow down.
Hell yeah.
When you're calling for patience.
What are you saying?
When you're calling for... Relax. I'm agreeing with you. I think you're right on the money. Eric Dickerson is right. I'm not calling him Jared Montana. But like I said, I was amazed at some of those passes he threw. The coverage wasn't horrible. Now, granted, the receivers got behind the defenders for Minnesota. But some of the coverage wasn't bad. And he just put those passes absolutely positively on the money in places where only the receiver could get them. But still, I got to see more than four games. Now, he was good last year. He was very good last year. But he wasn't tremendous.
No.
And before I'm going to put him with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees, I have to see a little bit more before I go too far.
No doubt about it. It's being a prisoner of the moment. And a lot of people are like that in sports nowadays. They make snap judgments, not like sound arguments like I make after I thought about it for a while.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And it's time for Celebrity Corner. And we are excited to bring in one of the top actors in Hollywood. He's been in too many movies to name, but most recently, one of the biggest blockbusters of the summer, Mission Impossible Fallout. The one, the only, Ving Rhames. Ving, welcome to the Odd Couple.
It's like a jungle sometimes. Sometimes I wonder how I keep from going under.
No doubt. There you go. Look at that.
Hey,
I know you're from Harlem, so yeah. Were you a rapper back in the day?
Hell no.
And remember, Chris, you don't say you're from Harlem. You say you're from uptown.
No, I say Harlem.
Do you?
I'm old school. Yeah, I'm from Harlem.
All right. Yeah.
Born in Harlem Hospital.
Wow.
See, Rob is from Queens, so he.
I'm from
he
Jamaica
don't know
Queens.
About,
yeah, well,
I really
am. No, but am I right though, Bing? Most people say Uptown.
Yeah, until years ago, that song Uptown came out, but they were talking about the Bronx.
Right,
you remember
yeah.
that song years ago?
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
talking about the Bronx, and we were like, "Nah, hell no, the Bronx. We don't call Uptown.
No.
Uptown is Harlem. Yeah."
No, the Bronx right. is Boogie Down. Come on.
Exactly.
The Boogie right. Down.
The Boogie
KRS-1.
Down.
KRS-1. KRS-1.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. All right. I like that.
Chris, you're learning some stuff. Your wife's from Jamaica, Queens, Chris, so she's learning.
Yeah, she is. Rochdale Village.
That's right.
She is. Shout out to Rochdale. Well, Ving, one of the we were just texting you and I earlier, and I asked you if you like boxing. You reminded me that you played Don King in Only in America. You got a Gold
yep.
Globe Award for that. And
yeah,
so
and
yesterday, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. No, I apologize.
No. I was going to say yesterday HBO ended its 45-year relationship with boxing. So they're not going to be broadcasting fights and other boxing shows. Some people, including my partner Rob Parker, thinks boxing is dead. You're a boxing fan. What do you think it is pretty much on its last leg?
I tend to semi-agree with Rob,
yes!
But I will say this. With pay-per-view right now, let's say if I'm, Golden Boy Entertainment, and if I'm Floyd Mayweather, I don't need HBO to have a pay-per-view fight. So
right.
why have a middleman? You get my point?
Yeah,
I that's what they do. Yep.
Exactly, you feel me? So I think with, you know, now, what is it, MMA and what have you, brother, you know, hey, I think boxing is sort of on its last leg as far as, you know, with HBO and with TV, but I think everything eventually will be pay-per-view. Now, that may be good for ESPN now, but they're not going to have, I don't think, any major fights. So I think I would tend to agree with Rob. I think it is on its last leg except for the mega or super fights.
Yep. And
let me follow up, Rob,
okay.
real quick.
Okay.
One of the movies I really liked you in, too, I think it was called Undisputed. Is that when you were the fighter and Wesley Snipes?
No, that was with Skip and Shannon, no?
ooh. No, we don't talk
he's a wannabe comedian,
yes.
Ving. He's a yep. wannabe stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that was with Wesley Snipes, and we shot it in a prison, maximum prison in Las Vegas.
Right. Okay, so it was Undisputed.
Yeah, and I had Sugar Ray Leonard training me, and I had back then Shane Mosley's dad came in for a day or two with me.
Really?
And so, yeah. So I was really getting in touch. And from the Don King thing, I'd met in Vegas. I met Mike Tyson back then. He was still fighting. So I got to know quite a few of the top boxers.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Was any of that loosely based on Tyson, you know, when he obviously went to prison? And in the movie, you were the heavyweight champ. You went to prison, and you lost to a prisoner, you know, in a boxing match, and then went back out, I think, and won the championship again. Was any of that based on Tyson?
I think it was. There were too many similarities, brother, and also my character was accused of rape, you know, so it was just too many similarities, even though I don't think the film company would ever say it was loosely based on Mike, because then you have to pay Mike, and then you possibly get in the lawsuits.
Yeah. And you didn't hear, there were no rumblings that you heard that Tyson did get beat, you know, beat up in prison or anything like that?
Never heard that, no.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so now help me out. You're a Raiders and a Giants fan, is that right?
Yeah, I'm from New York, so, you know, I grew up
you
with the Giants.
You need some new teams, man.
Yeah, but I have to say this. But then the Raiders, because I always wanted to play pro football, so I was always – and I played cornerback and free safety. So the Raiders always had top cornerbacks and free safeties. I remember Lester Hayes. You remember Lester Hayes?
Yeah.
With all that stickum he put on his body. Yep. Mike Haynes they had. And
Atkinson.
You can go even. Yeah, and who was
George
the guy they
Atkinson.
Called me Assassin? Who? What was his name? They called
was
me
that,
Assassin.
Yeah, I remember.
Tatum.
I think that was
Tatum.
George. Oh, Jack Tatum.
No,
Jack Tatum.
Jack Tatum. You
Jack
see,
Tatum.
So that's why I always liked the Raiders, but my heart is with the Giants, especially when we beat New England twice. In 1 year, I think they were undefeated,
right,
and we beat them in the Super Bowl.
That was it. They were 18-0, going to be 19-0, and Eli came up with the big win. All right, so the Raiders, they sign Chucky, John Gruden, and they give him $100 million to coach, and they start the season 0-3. Do they have talent to win, or is Gruden not doing the right thing? How are you looking at your Raiders right now?
Well, honestly, and I have love for them, but they're not going anywhere this year. And I think when you let Khalil Mack go, that's a, what? Wasn't he Defensive Player of the Year or a year or two ago? I mean, that's hard to replace. And I also think that, you know, even though I like Gruden a lot, I just think that we made a couple of mistakes, and we have to see if David Carr is worth the money we're paying him.
Now, you said you when you played football back in the day, you were free safety or safety. So when did you get so big? Because obviously I would have guessed linebacker or, you know, defensive lineman or something like that.
Chris, everybody ain't the same size from when they were a kid.
No, but you know, I mean, obviously you're older.
Well,
but, you know, even years ago, you were when you first even hit the screen, you were a big dude that didn't look like a safety.
No, but technically, brother, I was only probably around 215, maybe 220. So maybe a small linebacker when I first came on. Now I'll be 60 next year, so, you know, my metabolism is lower. And so now I weigh whatever, you know, close to what a lineman would weigh. But back then, no, I was running, but I was slow in a 40 because I ran like a 4.45 40.
Wait, 4.45?
Yeah, I ran a 4.45.
That ain't slow.
No, well, hey, brother, back then, I'm going way back. Do you remember a guy named Darryl Green who played for the Washington Redskins for damn near 15, 20 years?
Yep.
You remember what he was running?
He's one of the fastest guys ever to play in the NFL.
Yeah, so I was originally a cornerback. Then I started lifting heavy to put on weight to play safety. But my cornerback speed was like 4.45, you know, which back then, you know, and honestly, God bless me for acting, not football, and I made the right choice by going to the Juilliard School, and the rest is history.
Hey, we're it's the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Ving Rhames, famous actor, is joining us, big football fan here on the Odd Couple. And Ving, we talked about your love for the New York Giants growing up. Eli Manning, is he done? Is he not done? I mean, they got him they got the running back, they got wide receivers, they got everything, but the Giants offense is really struggling.
Yeah, they are struggling now. I feel they're going to get it together. They looked a little better the last game, correct? I believe they won the last game.
Yeah, they beat Houston, but Houston's 0-3, so they've yet to beat a quality opponent. I mean, it was much better, no doubt about it, but they have struggled.
And I see improvement, but I think it would be hard not to take that running back we took in the first round, or, you know.
He's going to be a good one. Saquon Barkley.
You know what I'm saying? So I think we can live with Eli two more years, because the thing about Eli, he does kind of have longevity. He doesn't get hurt much. You guys can tell me, in his career, how many games has he missed?
None.
He had a long streak. Right? Yeah. He had a streak that was just broken because they benched him last year.
But that was a starting streak. He plays every week.
And see, and that's what I'm saying. So if our offensive line can hold up, I think he plays well enough. I think he has a high enough IQ. And we do have the weapons offensively. So if we can protect them in our division, who do you, outside of Philly, and Philly is what, 2-1?
Yep, 2-1.
And we're what, 1-2?
There you
one
go.
1-2. Washington's 2-1. Dallas is, you know, they beat you guys, but they're not
one,
world
right?
beaters.
They're, Dallas is 1-2. Right.
They're 1-2.
So you kind of understand?
Yeah. We're in the hunt.
We're in the hunt for the wild card, I think. For the wild card, we're in the hunt.
If you could play any athlete in a movie, who would it be?
An athlete in who I think this
or,
guy
or
is.
Or a coach great. Or anything. Yeah, he's or coach.
This guy is the greatest of all time. I'm going to tell you who the greatest of all time is. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. Mm.
I like what he stood for politically. I know him. I've been to his home, what he stands for as a man. And I think when it's all said and done, if you look at what he did when he did it, and he retired, what, still relatively in his prime?
Well, he went to Hollywood to make money because they weren't paying in the NFL.
In his prime.
Right.
He was in his prime, and he left leading the league and rushing and what have you. So, but I'm always interested in, I love these athletes like LeBron, what they do outside of the ring, Muhammad Ali, even Magic Johnson. Look at what they've done outside of the ring for social issues, et cetera. And I look at Jim Brown, and honestly, another guy who I think is very underrated, Oscar Robinson.
The Big O.
I think, the Big O. I think what he had to endure in all those players then, I don't think we really understand. And to average a triple-double back then, I don't think we really understand where, in my minor opinion, the average NBA ball player was much more fundamentally sound when Oscar played than today. He may be more athletic today, but you agree?
Yes, and there was no three-point shot. So remember, you know, he had to score all twos.
I think he could play in any era. See, I look at guys, Oscar could play in any era, but again, the young folks don't really know that much about him. So, but I'm proud. Hey, can I give a special shout-out to Shaquille O'Neal's son, Sharif. I know you guys have saw where, you know, he's having some heart surgery. So, prayers go out to Shaquille O'Neal. And, you know, it looks like he's going to have a great recovery and be able to play for UCLA next year. So, shout to Sharif O'Neal.
No doubt. That's nice, Vig. Very nice.
Yeah, he'll be out the rest of this year. But you're right. We just all our prayers are definitely with Sharif and Shaquille and their whole family. Last question, Ving. I know I couldn't get you on here without asking you about this. You brought him up earlier. You are a huge LeBron James fan. So what do you expect from the Lakers, him and the Lakers this year?
Well, I think we know the Lakers will win more than I think they won 35 games last year.
They'll win 36 with LeBron.
Yeah, so I think we'll know Rob will be on the wrong side of history as far as the greatest player ever. So please save this tape. But I look at the Lakers winning at least 10 games more. They will make the playoffs. I think maybe sixth seed. They will make the playoffs. And if they don't have to go up against Golden State in, you know, first or second round, I wouldn't want to play the Lakers. Because I think Rondo is underrated. Rajon Rondo is underrated.
Now, Chris, listen to him. This sounds like Ving has better NBA inside information than you do. He's not one saying that the Lakers are going to win 53 games and go to the Western Conference Finals. He's giving
He's
giving you a realistic view of the Lakers. Thank you, Vin.
I did say I might be overstepping it a little bit.
53.
Vin, I predicted 53 wins and LeBron's MVP. Here's my logic. I think LeBron really wants the MVP. I really do think he wants another.
And I want $1 million.
16th year, that'd be huge. Hold on. Like he don't have a chance? You saying that? So my point is, they're going to have to win at least 50 for him to get the MVP.
And I would say that. I would say his style of play, he's not going to get MVP over a guy like a James Harden, who has to score X and do X for his team to win. And even Russell Westbrook. Russell has to average what in order for his team to be successful? 28, 27,
close to 30 the last few years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but see, and
LeBron's
I don't think that's
always
LeBron,
around there too.
But I think with these young boys, I don't think it wouldn't surprise me if his numbers as far as scoring are a little less. It wouldn't surprise me.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We'll remember that. We're going to keep this tape because I think Ving is on the money.
We will lock this tape down.
Yes.
We will lock this tape down. Ving, great job, man. We appreciate you joining us on the iCouple. And keep up the great work. We'll see you down the line.
Hey, get a shout out to Dream Vision. And there's a hell of a 14-year-old player named Mikey Williams. Look out for him. Top 14-year-old basketball player, Mikey Williams.
All right. Appreciate you.
Looking for it. All right,
God bless, fellas.
Thank you.
Yep, you too. Thanks.